Farmer of Hearts, Day 29. Have I really encountered Jesus? In the Gospel of John, it reads, "Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony." If we remain in Christ and fully immerse ourselves in his love and providence, he will give us more than what we need and ask for. He will anoint our heads with oil, and our cups will overflow. When we cannot contain the love and the joy that is given us, we are compelled to share that with others. In St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, it reads, "For Christ's love compels us." The flowering of the Christian faith is when one feels compelled by Christ to witness to his love. In other words, this love that one has personally experienced is so powerful, he feels that he has no other choice but to share it with others. Like St. Paul, who feels compelled to share because an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it. Like Prophet Jeremiah, who tries to suppress the urge to share, but it becomes like fire burning in my heart. I cannot endure it. It is also like the Samaritan woman at the well in John's Gospel, who left behind her water jar and rushed back to the town to joyfully tell everyone about the Messiah that she met and urge them to come meet with him. When we have tasted the goodness of our Lord, we cannot contain the joy but to share it with others instantly. This is when pollination begins in the garden of our hearts. When we encounter Christ, we are naturally turned into a joyful witness, using our own story to draw people to Christ. And this is, in fact, the most effective way to spread his love, as our witness is personal and contagious. In his apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Nuntiandi, St. Paul VI wrote, "Modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses." Let us also bear in mind that as we begin to proclaim his love, we also need to be a living gospel to others by leading a virtuous life according to the teachings of our great teacher, Jesus Christ. This is the best way to be Christ's witnesses. St. Francis of Assisi once said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words." Reflection. Do I completely immerse myself in Christ with complete trust and to his church? Do I truly delight in the Word of God? today's prayer. My sweet Jesus, thank you for coming to me to allow me to encounter you personally. Grant me the courage to boldly speak of your love to others and to draw them to you. Lord, as my response to your invitation, I desire to joyfully proclaim your love to others. I will reflect upon the story about the Samaritan woman at the well and look for an opportunity to share your love for me with at least one of my non-Christian friends or neighbors during this Lenten season. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.